So let's look at all the different implications, all the different aspects of this ruling that abortions will essentially be banned in Arizona after the state Supreme Court yesterday issued a ruling saying the clock needs to be turned back to a law that was passed in 1864. And the state's highest court overturned an appeals court decision that said that doctors couldn't be prosecuted under that pre-statehood abortion ban. They said, that appeals court said, the law that was passed and signed by then Governor Doug Ducey in 2022, which allowed abortions through the 15th week of pregnancy, was the law. But that's not the case now. As a result of that state Supreme Court ruling, it will be illegal to perform an abortion in Arizona, except when necessary to save the life of the mother. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, obviously not happy.
To the people across Arizona who are concerned about the future of abortion rights in our state, who are worried about their bodily autonomy, who don't want to see the freedom of their wives, sisters, and daughters restricted, you can make your concerns known at the ballot box, and I encourage you to do so.
Nor was her fellow Democrat, U.S. Senator Mark Kelly, who told MSNBC that this ruling was disappointing. But as we look at the political implications of this ruling, I will quite cynically say that his fellow Democrats are not disappointed for what this does for their electoral prospects, because everybody was talking about the implications in this fall.
Elections do matter. There are pathways to fix this.
Vice President Kamala Harris will visit our state, appearing in Tucson on Friday, and the announcement from her office came yesterday. That's the same day that state high court released its decision. Former state senator, Valley political consultant Stan Barnes, who's a Republican, says this is a gift for Democrats.
Wind at the back of the ambition by the Democratic Party and Democratic candidates to gain a couple votes in each chamber. And I don't think any Republican candidate in Arizona was prepared for the implications of the Supreme Court decision today. No one. It is going to be an electric probe in the Republican water. And it's going to scatter people all over the place and be very difficult for candidates to navigate.
And this will not just have an effect on the federal elections, you know, the U.S. Senate race, which is really closely watched here in Arizona, and of course the presidential race, but this will have local political, statewide political implications.
One of the immediate implications of the decision is to put the majority of the Arizona legislature in play for 2024. It was already the ambition of the Democratic Party to take majority for the first time in over 50 years at the Arizona legislature, but this is fresh energy.
Speaking of the legislature, Governor Hobbs says this year's legislature needs to fix this situation. As far as the enforcement goes, the law cannot be enforced for 14 days because they are giving Planned Parenthood Arizona, a party to this case, the opportunity to raise issues of constitutionality with a lower court. But after that, it's unclear how or if the law will be enforced. Democratic Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays made clear on CNN that her office won't be doing so.
As Attorney General, I will not prosecute any doctor, nurse, pharmacist, or woman under the 1864 ban or the 15-week ban that we also had in place.
So she's saying she goes beyond that 15-week ban that is what the state Supreme Court negated yesterday. She wasn't even going to enforce that. Now, Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell, who's a Republican, made a statement yesterday. She said it's important for Arizonans to know that in the almost 2 years since the Dobbs decision, that's the one that negated Roe versus Wade, my office, quoting here again, has not received a single request to prosecute an abortion case. I do not anticipate that today's decision will change that. It's important to remember that under Arizona's law, women who get an abortion cannot be prosecuted. Today's ruling does not change that. Women cannot and will not be prosecuted for receiving an abortion. It is, and now I'm not quoting anymore, it's about the doctors. It's the people who perform an abortion who could be prosecuted under this law. And it is, it carries some penalties, 2 to 5 years in prison for doctors or anyone else who assists in an abortion, according to the 1864 law.